So whenever I post stuff on social media, like I post my workouts, like often this shit, just to inspire people to get them to be healthy. They're like, yo, why are you doing that? I'm like, because I want to motivate y'all. Yeah, like, yeah. This is what I'm trying to do.
It's a weird world we live in nowadays, man.
It's like when you do, they don't know that. And then when if you don't do, then it's like, damn, what you want from me?
It's like, I want y'all to do something because I want to be around for my daughter. I know y'all got kids too. So wouldn't you want to do the same? Like,
sporting touch of hands. Round number one. There's that fast start.
Mama, no, born in the Bronx, raised in Dade. Been in the city since Pit had braids. Baja Panty parties, plata, know how to sneak me out. Now with seven figure meetings, every day we need a house. It's game time, the game's mine, you know the vibe. Yo, yeah, how el mundo entero repping 305.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Don't Blink Podcast.
Oh, bitch, yeah, better not blink. I'm sorry.
That's right. That's right. Let's go. By the way, MDOT in the building.
In the building, yeah.
You know the kid's always in the building.
Oh, yeah, we in here, champ.
Yeah, you already know it's Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. if you're watching this right now.
Oh, yeah. I know you're watching this and enjoying this at the comfort of your home with your popcorn and aliens.
Yes, sir.
Your wine.
Yes.
That's the thing when you're at the crib. Like, you pop the bottle of wine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely for the Don't Blink Podcast.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I got introduced to some dope one, like, recently and...
Real nice.
Life changing. Yeah. I don't drink.
Especially at 40.
I don't drink, but I like an occasional glass of wine every so often.
Yeah, of course. It tastes great.
Get the wine. Tell the bartender to bring the wine, please.
Run that.
No, what's the wine person called? The sommelier.
Sommelier. Sommelier.
Hey, man, listen, we got Ed Dot in the building, dog.
Hell yeah.
My brother, what's good, baby?
I'm good, man. I'm happy to be here, man.
Thank you for being here, man. We appreciate you. Hell yeah. Yeah, I saw him not too long ago. I saw him during the summer. The kids had a Miami Heat junior basketball camp.
Yes.
My dog was in there, dude.
For the kids. I got to do it for the kids, that's man. Awesome. That was the first time I did it.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, awesome.
They asked me to do it, and I'm like, anything for kids, man. So it was a cool little production that we put on for them. You know what I'm saying?
It was great. My kids went. It was great. It was cool. It was supposed to be 5 days at a high school at Slam, actually. Uh-huh. It ended up being 3 days, but they played on a Miami Heat court, though, which is like legendary.
Yeah,
bro.
Hell yeah.
Like, though, when I was 8, I played on the court.
Shout out to Junior and
Caleb. Shout out to Junior and Caleb.
It was balling, man. Balling.
Yeah. MDOT, man, on Don't Blink, we like to highlight our guests, dog. We like to start the story from the beginning. So I was reading on the paper on you. You were born in Daytona?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Born in a small town outside of Daytona Beach.
What's it called?
Holly Hill, dog.
Holly Hill. Okay, I heard of Holly Hill.
So, like, my family's like country.
I got off to get gas one time and it was a Holly Hill.
Holly Hill.
Holly Hill, Florida.
Holly Hill, Florida.
Okay.
Population's like 12,000, dog.
No shit. Like, what county is that?
There's more people in Kendall.
Yeah,
sure.
Hammocks in general.
Hey,
it's Volusia.
Oh, Volusia County. Okay. That's the same as Daytona.
It's just, you know, it's a small town.
Right.
So yeah, man, I was born there, and then you know, my mom was like, "This shit ain't it. This ain't it." Single mom. She's like, "This ain't it." So, you know, she saw an opportunity to get with the fire department. So we moved to Orlando first.
Okay, cool.
And then moved back to Daytona for a little bit. And then she was like, yeah, I got to get out of here.
But this is when you were like a baby, or this you already going to school?
This was like
elementary.
This is like elementary school, man. Okay. So we finally got to Miami. I got to Miami like fourth grade.
Okay, so you're still a kid.
I was young, man. So I got here in fourth grade, and that shit was like a culture shock.
Yeah.
Because Daytona, it's like, it's just black and white.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got here, and I'm like, wait. Why are you tan?
Right.
And y'all speaking to each other. Wait, what are you? What language are you speaking, dog? Because they ain't having it. They told them it's just black and white. And yeah, man, that was, you know, it was the start of something.
Where'd you end up from when you got over there? Where in Miami did you end up?
Shit, when we moved here, we moved to the Grove.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Are you Jamaican? Are you Jamaican?
No.
A lot of Jamaicans in the Grove. But
I got an older brother, and we moved to the Grove, and he was already in middle school. So the school that he went to, he got tried.
On fire.
Somebody pulled out on this. Yeah, my mom. Yeah.
Well, you're about my age, right?
Yeah.
Late 30s, early 40s?
Yeah.
40s, when you were in elementary and middle school back in those times, it was rough.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So my mom was like, we got to get up out of here. So somebody told her about Kendall, and we all three of us moved down to Kendall, and it was just, it was
about a big crib in Kendall.
Yes, yeah.
It wasn't no big crib, bro. It was three of us.
Like Trick Daddy say.
It was three of us in a one bedroom apartment.
Oh shit.
Yeah, man.
Making it happen.
Where in Kendall? Where in Kendall?
152nd. Uh-huh. In between 152 and 154. That's
Gangsterville over there.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie, I've stayed in probably every apartment complex between 152 and 154.
Oh shit, man.
No shit. Like wow. We didn't have like a home. Like,
fuck, in the early 90s, that was a big gang infested area too.
Oh, yeah, man, that was like, I mean, we ain't gonna shout them out, but it was all them.
Yeah, it was all them. Some people grew up, you know what I mean? Yeah, some still there, but shout out to everybody.
It was big, man. It was big back then, man.
Yeah. And so where'd you go to middle school?
I went to Hammocks, man.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, I went to Hammocks, which was dope.
Any sports?
Yeah, I played basketball, man.
Okay.
Yeah. But by the time I went to Hammocks, man, I was focusing more on drums, man.
Oh, yeah?
I was in the band. I was a band guy.
Okay, dope.
Since the young in you was always in musically inclined,
right? Which was crazy. Like, now that I think back at it, I'm like, yo, I'm in music now, but I didn't think about that shit when I was a kid.
It's
funny how the world works. It all comes back full circle.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, man, I was in band since probably about fourth grade.
Wow. And the drums was the first thing you went
to? Drums was the first thing I remember.
I fucking love the drums too, man. I've always wanted to learn how to play.
I looked at it like when I was a kid and we'd like back in Holly Hill going to these parades, I was just fascinated by. So the band would pass by, but I would look at the drum line.
Yeah.
And my eyes would just be glued at the drum line. Yeah. I'm like, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old and shit.
That's awesome.
By the time I got here, I was like, yeah, man, that's what I want to do. Like, and plus you can't bag on like a drummer. Like,
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Tommy Lee's a drummer, dog.
Yeah, man.
Hey, and they say, no bullshit, I've heard this before for real, that drummers and people who can juggle real well are a little bit smarter than average people because you use both sides of gray matter.
Your gray matter
develops more because you're ambidextrous.
Yeah, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
My left hand, like.
No, IQ.
So to this day, like, so moving forward.
Yeah.
I played basketball for a while.
Right.
My left hand is stronger than my right hand.
Oh, shit.
And
okay.
I'm dominant. That's my right hand.
Yeah.
So because of that.
Right.
Just because of that coordination. Yeah. And
you had that good brain power to maneuver.
Damn.
You know, the people who don't do it, we all hockey with the left hand. So Hammocks, so you're playing ball in Hammocks, and you were already the band too. You're doing more of the band.
So I got the Sunset.
Okay. Did they have a good band?
Sunset Band was dope, but by this time I'm running.
But you're like Nick Cannon on that
drum line.
That shit was bullshit. That was all cap.
For sure.
Dude ain't play one lick.
I know.
But when you see
you never saw his face and his hands moving at the same time. It was either a focus on his hands or his face.
But it looked like he was riding.
Right. It's Hollywood,
damn,
baby.
It's
Hollywood.
Hollywood broken down.
Bro, he had band people food.
Yeah.
Like, he had legit band people coming and asking other band people, like, yo.
Did you see when they came
in? Did you do that shit? Is that for real? Yeah. Was that a double paradiddle? I was like, nah, babe, that's bullshit, yo.
It's Hollywood.
Yeah, like, what are y'all doing?
Yeah.
Come on.
But, yeah, man, so I went to Sunset, and by this time, you know, I was in, you know, pop sports. So I was playing football, Hammocks Warriors.
Okay.
You know, obviously basketball and stuff like that. But when I got to high school, like, I was a small kid. So, you know, Sunset's in the same conference as Southridge.
Right.
Yeah. Killian.
Yeah.
Palmetto.
Big dogs.
You know, schools like that. So I'm like, I'm not playing
Miami
football.
High. Yeah, Miami well, High was crazy.
I'm not playing football at this, you know, so I just stuck to basketball and band, man, and just, that was it, man.
Were you DJing already?
No.
You ended up going to college for anything, for music?
Here's what's crazy about my high school experience. So my senior year, like I hate to talk about this shit, but I was like, I was the popular king.
Yeah, you know,
The homecoming king.
You was a drumline. You know what I'm saying? You was a drumline.
I'm in the Hall of Fame at my school.
Let's go.
Nice.
Like awesome. Sunset. Like, that's I'm badass. In the Hall of Fame.
That's badass.
With 5,000 kids. But here's what's crazy about it. Like, so my senior year, I was involved in everything. Like, I wanted to, you know, I went to school at 7 in the morning, dog. I came home at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Because I was doing everything.
Yeah.
So they asked me to host the pep rallies. So I was hosting pep rallies. So that was cool. I just thought it was because I was a popular kid. Looking back at it in hindsight, look at all the shit that I do now.
Yeah.
And it just prepared me later on in life, which is crazy. That's crazy how that works. Man.
Yeah, it does. It does. It's awesome.
Because even when I went to college, I had no idea that I wanted to get in entertainment.
I was gonna
be in law enforcement, dog, on the real.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, he got his name in the Hall of Fame of school. and my name is still in CSI written somewhere on the wall. Hey, my brother, so what college you went to?
I went to Dade, man.
Oh, let's go, baby. Yeah. We're staying, we ain't Kendall, man. Gas money, $5 home that's for a week.
But I didn't even have a whip, though. I used to take the bus.
Oh, no shit. Okay. Yeah, 104. Yeah.
That 104. See, yeah. Come on. Yeah, that's crazy, man. I was taking the bus until about 23, dog.
Yeah, no that's shit. Dope, man.
Like, about 23, because I was going to school. I was I had a job at a law firm because I had a little spot in Kendall.
Nice.
Okay. Right off of, it was 80th and 154th.
Okay,
right,
yeah, there you go. Right there. There's like an elementary school there or something.
It's,
like that.
It's one right next to it on 157.
Okay, okay.
Like where the Walmart's at.
The Walmart, exactly.
Was the place across from the courts. You know the courts?
Oh, yeah, the courts. I know exactly.
I was staying at the place over there. So make a long story short, I was living over there paying like $7.50 for rent, dog.
Yeah.
But I didn't have no whip. I used to take the bus to school and to work and whatnot and just grind out, man.
Hey, but here he is shining. He is dog. Now, but hold on, we get into that. So you in day now, were you taking music class?
Not even. I'm just taking my prereqs and stuff and just wasting time doing bullshit.
And at this time, you're still going back to Sunset doing pep rallies and shit? Or
No. I was only during school. Once I graduated, I was like, okay. I'm out, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
don't be that dude in high school.
I can't be that
don't be that dude.
You can't be that super senior that just comes back like you don't want to let it go.
Like, no, you're like 25 telling me, hey, you know how was homecoming cake, right?
Yeah. you know what's crazy? My mom told me one day, she's like, because I was some cocky shit. Like, I didn't want to take the trash out. Like, I'm like, I ain't taking the trash out. I just want homecoming cake. No. I'm gonna take this trash out. Like,
don't play that.
Yeah, some dumb shit like that. I'm trying to flex on her and whatnot. And she sat me aside. She's like, listen, man, all these people that fuck with you now, they're not gonna fuck with you when you graduate. Like, they're gonna go on to do their own different things and whatnot. Right, and I was like, nah. Like, I'm Mikey. You know what I'm saying? I'm that dude. Like, I'm in the home. That's what happened. Like, everybody graduated, went their separate ways.
Of course,
and
everybody grows up. Kids, all types of crazy shit happens.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So I get into college, and I'm just taking my bullshit classes. I'm paying for college because I don't want to go into debt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? By this time, I'm hosting at clubs, just microphone shit, which is crazy. Okay. Mikey Sims brought me in that. That's a whole nother story. But, and it's like, you know, I'm taking these bullshit classes, and I'm like, yo. And then it's almost like a light switch just came on. It's like, I should really pursue this. I should really look into this more.
You were like emceeing, like hosting a party and shit? Somebody else was DJing?
Yeah.
609 was a spot to be.
Yeah.
That was a spot to be, period.
Me and Mikey Sims brought me in there, so we were doing Thursdays and Saturdays.
We were live nights.
We was doing Thursdays.
Used to be college nights or something.
In the Whiskey Lounge.
Oh, in the Whiskey Lounge,
So we did Thursdays in the Whiskey Lounge, And then we did Saturdays in the main room, like, you know, once Def and Tone went off to, I think, what's that place in the Hard Rock? Was it Pangea?
Was it Pangea? No,
it was one of those
when they had clubs in there.
I think they left and went on to that because we took over the main room. So yeah, man, I was doing that and just grinding out, and then I was like, yo, let me kind of pivot and start taking more classes that if I'm gonna pay for this shit, I'm not gonna pay to take some bullshit science, algebra 1101. Man, I'm done with that. So I started taking classes that I wanted to take, which was radio and television broadcasting.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, man, this is what it is, man. So I did that. And the cool thing about Dave, man, which set me up later in life, is that they had an AM radio station.
Oh, dope.
Nobody really knew about. You can't get the frequency. Like, you can't hear yourself.
Yeah.
But the thing that set me up, which will help me out in the long term, was I was able to be on the radio, like learn radio, be on the radio, record my shows and shit, and then listen to my stuff and then like critique it and prepare myself later on.
Oh, shit, so you put it to work then. Oh,
come on, man. I was grinding, man.
Yo, and before you started taking the broadcasting classes, like what took you to do that?
It was almost really just hanging around these DJs, being in these clubs, knowing that I had talent, and then my mentor to this day, Irie, sat me aside. He was like, yo. He heard me talking on the microphone. He's like, yo, you should really look into this, dog. Like, you should probably do this. And it was just from that day to the next, it was like, all right, cool. Instead of me going and taking these psychology classes, which I ain't gonna never use in my life, I'm gonna put my dough and start taking radio and television broadcasting classes. So I had radio in Miami-Dade South. By this time, I had a little whip for my dog, Ideal.
That's my dog.
His pops sold me a. You know, his pops had this like lot that he used to drive this old beat up car on, And so he sold me a Toyota Corolla, like a, I think it was like a 80 something Toyota Corolla, nice. Or whatever it was, for like $1,500. So I got a little loan from the law firm and shit, got that. So I was taking the radio classes down south and taking the TV classes in Dade North.
Holy
they
shit.
Got a full TV production in Dade North.
Oh, that's dope. Wow.
So I learned all that shit, man.
Hell that's
yeah.
awesome.
And then that just set me up later on in life. I got an internship at 99 Jams working with Cattle and K-Fox. Yeah. Okay. And it was over from there, man. That shit was just...
Timing was great for you too, man.
Yeah.
Timing was amazing for you because you were with some big names. And you know, you were around when you guys were coming up at the same time, basically.
Yeah, man. I got lucky, man. So I was in that era of
no luck, man. You put in work, bro.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, that's true. That's true. I think it's fate. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like, I was in that era where, you know, I was cool with a lot of DJs and that was when the music, the genre was kind of taking off. It was a different genre because back then, early.
Where DJs started getting like fame because.
Well, they were starting, but remember back then, DJs were playing in like the little smaller rooms of the nightclubs. Right.
Give me the year. This is like
so
what?
This is like early 2000s.
Yeah, early
2000s. So you got like the Iries and the Epps and the Mauricios and all those people are playing at like, they're playing at the big clubs, but they're playing at the small. So Irie was playing at Mansion, not in the main room.
Right, right.
He's playing in the boiler room
and
stuff like that because hip hop wasn't what it is. Like, it, you know, what
true.
It is now. It
That's
wasn't
true.
Like the main genre. It was just, it was that.
It was
those people that was doing the main room stuff, man. But like just being around people like that, man, I was like, yeah, this is, I got a quick understanding of what I wanted to do in life, and I knew I just never turned back from there, man.
But when did you pick up like the turntable and say like I'm gonna do this?
So
because shit, man, you've been a heat DJ now for how many years?
This is 14. Last two.
That's amazing.
Is when I took more of a, you know.
Of a leadership,
the last two, which did a lot for my career, but it was so basically after it was about 2000 and I can't remember the exact year, but there wasn't a demand anymore for a DJ and actually an MC.
Like separate.
So back then, early clubs were playing it. Yeah,
now the DJ's doing everything.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, we just want the DJ to do it all, even though maybe your DJ didn't talk, but we want the DJ.
Right. I'm going to pay one dude, but I ain't paying two.
So it was basically, it was like, man, shit, what am I going to do? Like, do I figure something else out? Do I, you know, change careers or do I learn how to DJ? I already got the music background in me. I can count to four.
Yeah, I can count
to eight.
Yeah, you could be on beat.
I ain't going to be off beat. That shit ain't happening. We can double time. You can throw something at me, and I'm still going to be on beat. I'll tap my foot to a different, to an off beat, and still do this. It doesn't matter.
That's a drum skill right there.
Man, that shit is embedded in me, dog. So it was like, okay, what am I going to do? And again, I'm interning at the station, and, you know, people like Callie, like, yo, this would be your next step. You know, you might as well start doing this. And back then, man, like, we're still playing on records and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Vinyl.
Every time Khaled got records, he'd get six copies of stuff.
Right.
Sure. And, yo, so I just got a free record collection because every time he had stuff, he would just rip me off of stuff.
That's amazing.
And I remember one summer, dog, I locked myself in the room. Like, this was like probably 2004, 2005. I just locked myself in the room, didn't go anywhere, and just started practicing.
Nice.
Now, being around DJs, like, I know BPMs. I know this song will match. I know Cassie will match with this song.
Right.
Because I've heard all that shit being in the club with the homies.
And regardless, you got rhythm anyways. You know, you're a musician at heart. So it came a little bit easier than it would to regular people.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, I just, you know, got the techniques from, you know, learning people like Mikey Sims and other people, just learning how to do it. And then it was like, all right, cool, man, this is it. Yeah. I remember my first gig, man, like my first major gig. He flew me out to Indianapolis to do like a party, like a bar mitzvah or something.
Oh, shit, Miami and Indianapolis.
Aye.
A bar mitzvah.
Yeah, it was nuts, man. It was nuts.
That's crazy. You playing at a Jewish function.
I know, right?
That's awesome.
And I was still basically learning for the most part, you know what I'm saying? It was still new to me, but I knew how to, like, that the actual mixing of the records came easy because of the music background.
Right. Yeah.
And what came even easier was just me talking on the microphone. So some DJs start with the techniques, and then gradually I started with the microphone and felt hella comfortable with that. And then I went the opposite direction.
That's awesome.
But it was pretty easy from that point on, man.
Yeah. You ever do any strip clubs?
Nah, cinnamon
down to the main floor.
That's gonna be on my way out.
What would be M Dot's stripper DJ voice?
Oh, fucking Slick Nasty is gonna be a DJ.
Hey,
so what year did you start with the Heat? 14 years ago, was that like 2008?
So I started 2008. It was 2007, 2008.
Okay.
So
then
was,
we won. Did we?
We won 06.
06. 06, yeah, yeah.
The crazy thing about 06 is that I go on my first tour.
But Dog got a ring.
I know. No, listen, you just said that's what? He goes like this. He goes, nah, you know.
It's 06, baby.
I started the year after. Okay. The year after we won the first one.
All right, nice.
Yeah,
it was good. But I was already on, so I was, again, I was still at the law firm at this time. And, you know, Ari hits me. He's like, yo, I want you to go out on tour with Brooke Hogan. Remember Hulk Hogan's
daughter? Of course. Yeah. And she was big at the time. Huge.
Hulk Hogan had that show on her, too.
Yeah, so she had that song with Pow Wow.
Okay, uh-huh. Okay, that's right.
That did major. So we were doing all these.
What's his name? Scott Storch?
Storch. Yeah. You know, I can't remember. Gosh, what's his name? I can't remember who signed it, but long story short. I went on that tour. This was early 06. And then crazy is how, this is how I don't know where I'm going to go in life for the most part. So I finished that tour. My plans were to come back off that tour and go back to the law firm where I was making $10 an hour. Because that was like, that was my safe haven. I did this tour. I did a tour for 2 months, came back with like 12, 15K. I've never seen money like that before in my entire life.
All right.
I make 15K a year at the law firm, dog, but I made that shit in like 2 months.
Yeah.
So I'm coming back feeling a little good, but still like unsure if this is the gimmick or if this shit going to be forever.
I had
plans on going back to the law firm. So
yeah, now, you needed something solid.
I had to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, don't get ahead of yourself.
It worked out.
Hey, you believe, girl, when you believe.
I finished that tour. Our last show was in Miami at Jingle Ball.
Oh, nice.
Which was it's Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
We did that shit on like December 13th or 14th. And then the 15th, I'm on a flight to LA to go rehearse with Jamie Foxx for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how
that Jamie connection. But that all came up because
you were rehearsing with Jamie for what?
To go on tour.
For his tour. For his tour. Yeah.
Damn, dog.
Irie and I were supposed to split the tour because Irie knew Jamie from Miami and Miami Vice and shit like that. But that was, again, that was the year they won the championship. So I was like, I can't go out there. Like, we, you know, the team is good. We made the trade for Shaq. I got to stay here. Yeah. So you just go out and do the whole tour. I did the whole tour. And it was like, and that's how me and Jamie became.
That's amazing.
I've been with him for 15 years.
Again, bro, great. Not luck, man. You know, you put in the work and the timing was perfect, man. Everything worked out.
It worked out, man.
And to be down, you got to be around, man.
Absolutely.
And you being around, that's what gave the opportunity to...
Stay consistent, dog, and that's it, man.
It's almost like one time you mentioned something in one of the episodes, like earlier episodes possibly, where you're like, yeah, man, I'm just like, I'll be like in the room. You know, when Pitt take me, I'm in the room, I'm going to fly on the wall, next thing you know, whoop. And that's how things happen.
I've had a lot of things happen to me just like that. You know,
man, Chico,
I'm just be around and be you.
Yeah.
And good things happen.
Chico used to come to 609 with his CDs.
Yeah.
And hand them to me and Mikey Sims and Ideal and everybody. Yeah. And, you know, man, good dude. Man.
Yeah. I remember, Ideal was Pitt's DJ for a while. I went on the road with him in 06, 07, if I'm not mistaken. I went to like Belgium, South Korea, Italy, with Ideal.
And then Robin took over.
Oh, Robin, Robin was like, that's funny, man.
He's had all the homies, man.
Yeah, for real.
Got Chino now.
Chino's been killing it.
You know what's funny is yesterday I'm at my kid's football practice and one of the dads, cool ass dude, I'm down with him. Shout out to George. I know he's gonna love this. He puts down his window and he's playing Pepas with Farugo. I'm like, bro, that's my boy. My boy did that beat.
Man.
Killed it.
That set Chino up for life.
Bro,
man.
they killed it.
Yeah.
He set that shit up for life, man.
God bless him, dog. Shout out to you, Chino. We had him on the show before, too.
Good dude, man.
Yeah. For sure. He's rocking and rolling.
Yeah. Hungry.
Hungry, yeah. No, I'm an animal. Made it out of Cuba, dog.
There you go. Hell yeah. And what throughout your whole career, throughout all the years, throughout everything, what has kept you hungry?
What keeps me hungry?
Yeah.
That's a two-part question.
Okay, break it down there.
So what keeps me hungry and motivated is the love for entertaining, like the passion I have for it. Now, what fuels the fire and keeps it burning, this might fuck you up, are all the gigs I was passed up on, knowing that I was overqualified for the shit. But you still passed up on me.
It's like a silent fuck you.
So it's like, so that keeps me humble and it keeps me like, oh, okay, well, cool. Yeah. And there was some that were like, I had an opportunity to do like some major, like I've done some great shit, but I remember like, we can talk about all this.
Yeah, great.
Don't blink, baby.
So I was the first DJ in baseball. So I did the Marlins.
Okay.
That started my sports entertainment thing. That was my first gig, you know. I was with the Heat, but Irie, you know, I was just backup and whatnot. But I got the gig with the Marlins first. And then obviously moved over to the Heat after 2 years. But I had an opportunity to DJ for the...
Oh, shit.
Damn.
So I look at it like, oh, I'm about to fuck y'all up. I did baseball, basketball, and I'm doing NFL. I don't know a DJ that's ever done that. Right? So
another Hall of Fame now.
Yeah, come on now. So we're in negotiations and stuff, you know. And this is the I'm represented by Irie's company and whatnot, but it just didn't pan through.
I'm the same way, man. That came up in my career, you know what I mean? And a lot of people who honestly, it's not that it keeps me motivated. It's like I do it for them. I just keep doing me and trying to strive to do better. And sometimes you get to that feeling where you feel like, you know, you surpass somebody that told you a no, and you're like, yeah, a little silent fuck you.
Yeah, man. I have.
We still here.
I got quite a few moments, with people like that. But it's all good, man.
Yeah, and the music industry is like that too, a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I mean, everybody smiles in your face for the most part, but behind your back, like.
NDOT used to be playing at the Fiesta, all my records, like showing mad love at the games, everything, man. Baby.
I know. Too nice, man. And you're saying in the last 2 years, they just stepped it up for you all around?
Yeah, you know.
Position, money, everything.
I just moved into like the more permanent.
Okay.
Awesome.
Which is good.
You're looking for the next MDOT right now, Polly. You like Irie right now.
No, you know what, man? Yeah. You know what's crazy about it? Yeah. I'm having the time of my life, man, because I've seen the difference. Like, you know,
what you love, man. So you ain't working.
I'm doing what I love. Like, I see the difference. Like, you know, I'm in all the promotional videos. Like, they did a piece on me and my daughter.
That's dope.
They actually did a piece on me and my daughter and how I get ready for games and stuff like that. The shit's on NBA.com, dog.
That's awesome.
So doing little things like that, and then you know, obviously being recognized as the guy, the everyday guy, is cool and whatnot, but. I still go in there every day like it's my first day, whether it's year 14 or year number one.
Absolutely.
Because the shit really ain't a job, dog. Like, I would probably do it for free if you paid my bills and was like, just do it. I would do it for
go
free
back and work at the law firm
if my bills were paid.
I would do it for free.
It's one of those types.
It's fun, bro. Yeah, it's fun, bro. And well, you feed off the energy too from the crowd.
And since you love it, you know what I mean. You do it because you love it. Like that what attracts more money. You feel what I'm saying? When you ain't doing it for money, and more money comes in. You know what I mean?
Facts.
So you'll get to the point where you're so rich, you'll do it for free. Like, come on.
I need to get that. My daughter got expensive taste, though.
Yeah, I bet.
She's 4.5 and she's been asking for the credit card since 2.5.
Let me get that plastic.
It's my only child. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, stun on these.
You already gave her a card with her name on and everything.
She'll probably go crazy. She likes to play games on Roblox and shit. She'll probably
roll up in a big wheels with spinners.
I drive myself to school, daddy.
Hey, what's going on nowadays? What's the new on you?
So man, this summer's been crazy. Traveled a little bit. You know, I was in Italy.
Nice.
Went to Europe.
Where'd you go, Italy?
Went to Capri.
Capri,
which is
Capri's an island.
We say Capri.
Yeah, it's Capri.
But they corrected me real quick, dog. I was like, "Yeah, I'm in Capri," and I was like, "It's Capri."
This ain't no cigarette, bitch.
This ain't Capri Sun.
It was a dope. We went out there for Fox and I went out there for a little charity gala, and we on. You know, it was crazy, man. We on these yachts and.
Yeah, you know? The vibe living, man.
The vibe, man.
Like, was also, we also saw you was in the Bahamas, too, with Mario Ramel. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to MR.
Oh, that's the homie. Yeah, yeah. He was on here, too.
He was on here, too, episode 51. Shouts out to MR. You know what I'm saying? He's out there killing it.
Absolutely.
He headlined Bimini, and I'd been to Bimini a couple times before, you know, doing the Resorts World and whatnot. But Ramel hit me up. Was like, yo, man, like, I've done this podcast before, And it was one of those, like, we got to do something, but you know, it's industry talk.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like when you say, hey, we got to get you the podcast. I'm like, yeah, all right, you're the one.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I didn't expect Mike to hit me and be like, yo, we want you the podcast.
I turned around and hit him right there, like, hey, Lord, I just ran into, like, you know.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, hit him right there. Hey, hit M-Dot. I had him here. You know, I seen him here. Because, and you know, you're in the industry too. You know, shit happens so fast.
It does.
That if you don't do that at the moment,
then it'll fly you by. Yeah, absolutely.
And our years go by like this, bro.
Yeah, man. You know? So I was like,
ta-da.
So yeah, well, we did that in Bimini. That was dope, man. Did a couple other gigs and whatnot. But now it's getting back to the grind and stuff. We started college football, so I got a partnership with FIU Athletics.
Oh, nice. Oh.
So I do their football games and their basketball games.
Oh, shit, okay. So DJing?
Man. So this is my 8th year doing that. So we had our first game like 2 weeks ago. We got a couple more, and then basketball starts next month.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's it.
And then college basketball starts in November. So
you busy.
Yeah, both them busy, baby.
Busy is a good thing, though, man.
Yeah, that's man, awesome. I love it.
That's awesome.
I don't look at it as work, man. Yeah. I just, you know, man, it's a vibe, man.
Vibing, baby.
Yo, Em, have you ever thought of, are you producing? Are you ever thinking about doing some music and production or anything of that nature?
Yeah, I do want to do it eventually.
Yeah.
I think once I have more time to commit fully into it.
Yeah.
You know, because I know once I start, it's over from there.
Yeah,
and I might not want to do anything else.
Oh,
man. Well, because it's gonna bring back, like, my days in music and band and chords and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
I was in
band my entire life
for
the most part, you know, from like fourth grade to like college.
Right, right. And you still doing music. So you said,
Man, I forgot to tell that story.
No, go.
So yeah, so here's what's crazy about my college experience. So University of Miami is a private school.
Yeah.
Right? They have a small band. But if you're enrolled in any school in Miami, like Miami-Dade, FIU, whatever the case may be, you can take their band course and be in their marching band.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dope.
So I did that for 3 years.
So you were in the band for...
University of Miami. Yeah, man. Check them pictures out, man.
And that was the Orange Bowl times.
Yeah, that was Orange Bowl. Yeah,
that's hot as hell.
That's awesome.
I got to show you these pictures.
That's what I'm saying.
Goddamn Orange Bowl.
With the orange and green square, diamonds, right?
Yeah, it was hot, man. But that was some times, man. But yeah, man. So
it's awesome.
Again, I've been in band from fourth grade to you know, college.
You're basically still in band, dog.
For the most part. So I know, like, once I start producing, it's going to bring that back, and it's going to be like, yo, man.
You making your daughter do anything?
I bought her a drum set. She got rhythm.
I swear to God. I had a friend give me a drum set. I don't know nothing about drums, none. But I had it in my house for a little bit until my girl moved in. She's like, man, get this shit out of here. But I had it there, and I would try. You know what I mean? I would try because I really like it, but I got no rhythm for it. And then my dad bought my son, like, this electronic. Now it's like, you know, not everything's electronic.
Yeah, the round ones.
Yeah,
things.
And that went to Goodwill or something too, because we ain't got no rhythm.
Damn, I've been looking on OfferUp to buy one of them things.
We had it. It's gone.
Yeah,
damn.
We bought my daughter one, and she, you know, she just, all right, she was cool with it, she's more into, like, she wanted to be a cheerleader.
Yeah, she's girly. She's girly. Yeah, that's good. That's good, man.
That's awesome. Because I bought a little basketball hoop too, hoping she was going to do that, but she don't rock. Yeah.
You got a girl, not a boy, Dad.
You want to try to put
you want to put a little bro in her, you know, athleticism, and a little in her mentality, you know, like, hey, look, this is how boys are, so make sure you sharp. You
I
want to
make sure she because I don't want to. I don't want to be that parent out there on field day and my daughter's running and killing everybody and then trip and fall.
Yeah,
uncoordinated. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna go, turn around and walk back to the car and shit,
because she's uncoordinated. I'm trying to train her young, so you
that's
know what
awesome.
I mean?
That's
don't
awesome.
Embarrass me like that. Like, you represent the family, dog. Fuck out of here.
That's awesome, bro. Hey, my brother, I got a question for you, man. Mm. We've asked every guest on the show, 90-something guests have gotten asked this question. Do you believe in aliens?
I believe that there is something else out there.
Okay.
Is it aliens? Could be. But I definitely believe that there's something else out there.
It doesn't have to be like what everybody draws, a little guy with a big eye.
No.
Yeah. You know, my mom asked me today, like, do you believe in aliens? Do you ask it every show? I'm like, I don't know, but the same type of like thing. Like, yo, the galaxy's so humongous. It'd be dumb to think we're the only things here, bro.
We don't knock it out. Yeah.
No, there gotta be some extra shit out there.
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah.
For sure. The pyramids and all that shit, that's unexplainable still, you know, and that's here on Earth. But like UFOs, there's little videos and shit out there, but I want like some solid proof, you know what I mean?
Anything you travel the world, have you seen anything? A little light.
You ever got abducted?
I mean, space. I remember my second tour with Jamie, this white girl. I'm sorry.
Hey, you have Jamie Foxx play you in your life movie, dog.
Oh man,
that'll be fucking epic, dog.
That'd be crazy.
How was he getting that ring right now?
Oh shit!
It was one of the. This was the second one, so we won back to back.
Yeah.
So the first one, I remember being at the crib, and it coming to my house, UPS, but yeah. Signature type
of course,
shit.
Of
like
course,
you got a cipher, and then you got the shit like on this wrapped up, you know, like. And I knew what it was because I got the notification saying that it was coming. So
yeah, that's awesome.
I remember opening the door and getting it. And I was like, oh shit, this is it. And you know, we in that social media world, so I made sure I put my phone out, and I'm like, bap. Damn. And then I looked at it, and I damn near cried.
I would have cried for sure.
14 years, baby.
So, because
I'm sure you were a Heat fan before then.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was a Heat fan. Like, you know, growing up, you root for the Bulls.
Of course. I'm Michael Jordan fan all day. I want to be like Mike.
Yeah, but you know, but you also root for the hometown. Of course. You got to rep the crib, you know, so.
Yeah, I had the Ronnie Sagley jersey.
Yeah, so, and Timmy.
Yeah,
so never did I imagine that I'd, you know, be from sitting up in the 300 level as a kid, which only went to like 3 Heat games because it just was still out of our price
at
range.
At the Miami Arena?
For my mom's
budget, like, it was still out of our price range, you know what I'm saying? So never would I have imagined that, you know, sitting up as a kid way up there and then being on the court and then actually getting a ring. And then I remember the second year when we won back-to-back, that was just...
Yeah. And was, shit, and dapping it up with the players. Like, you fam, bro.
Baby is fam.
So the second year, I did the after party in the practice court.
Oh, shit.
So we were upstairs, and it's crazy how
they got a practice court upstairs?
It's crazy.
It got hidden walkways and hidden pathways and stuff like that. Yeah,
no, I bet.
Like, it's crazy. But it's funny how they set all that stuff. Not funny, but it's dope how they set all that stuff up. Like, they, you know, it's already preset up. And man, when I tell you, everybody was drunk in that bitch. It was
vibing, party, celebration.
At the end of the day, just like us, bro.
I mean, it was literally like just I was double fisting champagne bottles.
Oh shit!
Wow.
You're like Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
So watch this. So as a DJ, I was just letting every song ride and just going to the next because I didn't care. Right. No one cared.
Right.
We just won.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, so we.
Yeah. Last shit on anybody's minds of music, man. Chill.
Damn, what's up with them not blending that? Blend that better, bro.
Where's DJ at?
And what's crazy is that we all left there and went over to Story because that's when that Story had that party. That's when Drake and LeBron were.
Epic, dog.
We all did that, man. That was crazy, man. That was some fun times back then.
Damn, man. That was awesome, bro.
Those were the days. But Miami was popping back then. It's popping now.
It's still popping.
Now
we're like the crypto capital of the world, they say.
That's true.
It's transitioned a little bit. The basketball team still got to get it.
New Silicon Valley over here.
Yeah, and Scammer City.
That's been forever. I always like my girl's from Ohio. I told her, baby, this is like scam capital.
Yeah.
When you see them numbers, especially during Christmas time, you see them numbers you ain't got like on your phone, don't answer that. They don't say hello. They record your voice, all that. Bro.
All that, man. It's crazy.
I'm off that,
It's crazy how they do it, man. If I don't got your number saved, I ain't replying to that.
Yeah, we ain't replying. You gotta shoot a text and say your name and everything. Hey, what's up, man? It's Will, man. It's because you didn't have my number saved.
Yeah, the Nigerian princess be trying to get you.
You ain't gonna get me. You ain't gonna get me. Yeah, we just need your bank account number.
Yeah.
The hell you do.
Yeah, man. Shit.
What's that other magical question that we ask our guests?
We like to know, like, you know, young you. Shit, man. You know, you as a young man, 20, 30 years ago, when starting off, not really knowing which way to go, what wise words we got for him?
Man, that's a good one. Stay true to yourself, man. Definitely stay true to yourself. Be a better person. You know, wake up every day and try to be better than you were the day before. The best compliment I ever got, this came from Jamie's manager. And he was like, yo, MDOT, like, everybody got talent. But what separates you from a lot of other people is that you a good dude.
Yeah,
cause I used to go in there like tour day, like happy, like smiling and shit. I'm always smiling. Even Jamie asked me one time, like, "Nigga, why you always smiling?" I'm like, "Bro,
I'm happy." Well,
yeah, I guess he thought I was a little weird or something. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm like, "Nah, yeah. I'm happy. Like, this is who I am. Like, I'm always happy.
Yeah.
Like, I get to do this shit all the time. Like, I'm a happy dude.
Absolutely.
But you know, that takes you further in life, man. Like, cause again, man, everybody got talent. God has blessed everybody with some kind of talent. You got hands of fucking concrete.
Yeah.
You got a mic game that's stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we all have some kind of talent, but what separates all of us is, you know,
it's putting in the work.
Putting in that work, man. Yeah, but how you represent yourself. Absolutely. Because you never know who you're meeting. Yeah. That's gonna open up a different door.
Yeah.
And that, man.
Yeah, that's always been my biggest thing. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Being a good person will take you a long way, man.
That should take you further, man.
That's why we're here right now.
And that's why, like, people, like, so after one tour, I got referred on another tour.
Right.
And then after that, I got referred to somebody.
No, and everybody going to pass it along because, like, man, this dude's awesome to be around. Yeah. Yeah. High energy. I was feeling like
and
shit.
Professional.
I was feeling like shit. He came in the room and I was like, yeah.
I'm always like this, man. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm always like
PVO, baby. PVO.
Yeah, you pass that little good energy on to your daughter, too, you know?
Absolutely.
You make it good people.
Yeah, she's the same way, man. She wake up kind of, you know, happy all in their moves and shit. Yeah, I'm like, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome, man.
But that's what I would tell, like, a younger, you know, and just grind, man, because, you know, we again, like, we get enamored with, like, the microwave and the fast food shit because we want success and we want whatever it is right when we want it. But, like, even though we, you know, we just did the podcast and we're talking about this now, like, it seems like my career took off like that, but it was a lot of work that came in. It was a lot of time in between. There were some times where I almost thought leaving the game, especially like the pandemic.
Oh yeah,
I was like, I had no work, so I was like, yo, the fuck do I do? Do I want to continue doing this shit? I think
call that law firm again.
Let me get back my $10 an hour. I stack some money now.
Yeah.
I'm all right now, but, like, yeah, man, like, you know, it's just stay consistent, man, and just know that, you know, just be patient because the shit,
absolutely,
you know, if you put the work in, it you will be rewarded.
Yeah, yeah. And like, and what you said earlier, yeah, people think you're an overnight success that took 15 years in the making.
Yeah.
No, man. It's like so when I post stuff with Khaled or whatnot, they just think I just met Khaled, but, like, no, I used to intern for this guy on this radio show.
Yeah.
Or I post something with Fox.
That's the, like, thing about instant gratification, too. They give people, you know, they give people instant, they sell disrespectful shit instantly, too. You know what I mean? They give people that confidence to do that. Yeah.
No, man, that shit is reckless out there.
Internet is weird, dog.
It is, man. It is, but I guess we kind of need it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
it's undefeated, that's for sure.
It is. I remember, like, for myself, like, I wasn't really one to post a lot of shit like that, but, like, I guess sometimes you got to let people know that you.
Of course, and you
for your brand, for your brand,
exactly, for your brand.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I mean, I kind of knew it, but it just wasn't my thing.
Right.
My thing was, like, if you knew, you knew.
No, because you know what I feel like that sometimes too. Like you know, I like to be good to people, dog, and I don't want you to think I'm trying to show off because I post this picture.
Yeah.
Nah, I just had a good time. I want to share the good time with you.
Right. But you got it. Sometimes you got to flex.
Right, for sure.
Because you don't want people to think that you fell off and you died. Like, no, man, I'm still here. Like,
it's good for business. It's good for business to show a little
just
flex.
Don't post all the time. Sure. I'm still here doing it.
Hey, talking about flexing, your biggest flex this week is you on Don't Blink Podcast.
Hey, let's go, baby.
Nah, we really appreciate you, man, for real.
Hell
dog.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
Appreciate it, man.
It's fucking, it's awesome to see what you're doing, man. I like I said, I saw you, you know, with the kids at the kids' camp. That's amazing, too, dog. That's huge.
Man.
Yeah, I told the kid that my son was with me. I was telling him I was coming to see you. He's like, I saw him. He's telling his other homeboys, I saw him at the camp. He's a DJ.
You know what's crazy about that is that I Like, obviously, I've seen your success.
Right, thank you.
And you've been killing it, and congratulations thank you on that. But seeing you at your at the summer camp,
yeah,
with your kids, yeah, that meant more.
Thank you,
yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
because
yeah,
I'm a father too, and yeah, and you ain't have to be there. Like it's them at summer camp,
right?
You know
right,
what I'm saying? Like at a basketball camp, but you were there.
Yeah,
so that's some shit I would do with my daughter. Right, you know what I'm saying? So that means more. That's why I was like, yo. Yeah. You here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
I was like, yeah, that's dope, man.
Yeah,
that's
man,
dope,
absolutely, man.
You got to do that for the kids, man.
No, and I went to their football. I also joined him to the football game last weekend.
Hey, shout out to the Kendall Boys and Girls Club. Kendall Colts, they're 5-0, dog.
Uh-huh. Let's go.
My son and my nephew, their first year playing tackle football, they're kicking ass, dog. Tomorrow they're going to go 6-0.
Kendall Colts, baby.
Yeah. Man, I used to play against them.
Yeah, man. That's right. Yeah, you were what? No, you were Warriors.
Warriors. The Warriors.
Yeah.
And then they had West Kendall.
Yeah, the Dolphins.
The Dolphins now. They were the Wildcats back then, I think.
Yeah, they were the Wildcats back then. You're right.
Because back then
it was Pop Warner. Now it's like they got a bunch of different leagues now.
Yeah.
That's they done opened it up.
We old school, dog.
Yeah, hey, man, shit, man. That's Dave, man.
We still look young as hell, man.
Hey, let me tell you, man.
It's that water right there.
Black
them
crack, baby.
Dope, man. I'm telling you. Remember how we were talking off the air, man? Like that. When I had my daughter, that's what shit snapped into reality.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
Let
that's
me pay
right.
attention. Like,
you start getting healthy out there.
Yeah, man. It's like instead of me going out and copping out the new Jordans
and the concession stand fucking food that you eat at the game.
Let me put my money into my health
right,
so I can make sure I'm around for my daughter later
absolutely
on and shit. So, man, that's what huge. I've been doing, man.
That's huge, my brother.
Hell yeah. He even been drinking like healthy water and all that stuff.
Oh, man. That's like, right. Yeah. Good one. Hey, shout out to my dog, Raul at Spartan Detox.
Yeah.
Raul, I love you, man. Great dude. My he's God. A family man himself.
Yes,
I
man.
Think he just had another baby or something. He's having babies all the time.
Let
but.
Me tell you, man. We text back and forth, man, and we feel that energy
absolutely
amongst each other. Yeah. And I'm like, man, what you're doing is just is God's work.
Great,
man.
Great
like,
dude. Yeah. He caught Diesel with some nipple rings and a big beard and shit. He's hilarious, dog.
Great dude,
he's like
man.
A Cuban Santa Claus and shit, dog.
Motivational.
Great dude. Family man.
Detox.
Yeah, amazing guy. Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Good dude.
Let's go. If you want to lose about 10 pounds, 3 days, boy, hit that. Or would you do a 7-day one or you do like the 3-day
so
one?
So I did, I've done 3, 4, 5, 7.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. It's more of a mental thing.
It is.
Man. Like
it
you
is.
Gotta challenge yourself, though.
It is.
Like that's it.
It is. Yeah. It is. I've only done the threes, but I know bullshit. The juices taste great.
Yeah, they're amazing.
I love them. They're like smoothies. Yeah.
They're amazing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
I like to challenge myself every so often.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
No, it's good for the system, bro.
Yeah. So I'll do some crazy shit like that, man.
Yeah, absolutely. M-Dot, my brother, man, it's been amazing having you on.
Hell yeah,
thank
bro.
Thank you so much for blessing the mic over here at Don't
Appreciate
Blame,
it, man.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much for the love and support throughout my career. You know what I'm saying?
Nice,
playing
man.
Them tunes, baby.
I don't know when this is airing, but I fight next Friday, September 23rd. I'm fighting at the Miami Airport Convention Center. I got you a ticket if you want to slide.
I'm going.
All right, hell yeah.
Yeah, I heard it. He said he got me a ticket.
Yeah,
I'm going.
That's it. Done. You'll see the Instagram post before you see this.
I'm in there.
Hell
yeah. Yeah, man, let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
Man.
Nothing but blessings to you and success, dog.
Love, brother.
Yes, sir.
Oh, they didn't tell him about the Don't Blink competition, but
not yet, but he's gonna find out.
Yeah.
Hey, another episode of Don't Blink Podcast. Me, the kid, and we got DJ M Dot in the building, man. Great stories, great life. You gotta tune in to watch it. Love y'all. Thank you.
Bow. Oh yeah.
You know, I think me and Two Nights got something great going on. We got some great guests coming up. It's gonna be dope. We got some dope people that already, you know, signed up to do it with us, which is great. A lot of people show us love. And it's because we love them back for sure.